Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Celtics Tonight continues from Philadelphia on opening night. Our conversation once again with the head coach, brought to you by Star Markets, just for you digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. As I was pondering the start of this, I believe it's about 550 times now we have had a conversation like this, similar one. And I know better than to bring up anything regarding
that
your...
feels like a lot.
Well, you're the one who's lived it. We both have lived it. So, yeah, the DVD set will be available soon. Season one, Grandy and Coach. I know better than to bring up anything like enthusiasm when it comes to you about anything, particularly when it comes to opening night. But this was what I was wondering as now you begin year number seven here. Mm-hmm. Does it feel, is there more or less enthusiasm? Is it different, the same? What differentiates this tonight from the previous opening nights for you?
I mean, they're all different. They're all different, but I will say this. I've really enjoyed this group thus far, and I'm looking forward to seeing how we compete. I think it's as much curious as it is enthusiasm. I am really excited about our upside as a team. I think we can be a really good team, and I think we can be good on both ends of the floor. You know, I wasn't probably as convinced of that when we pulled up to training camp on October 1st. But after watching our guys guard and work, then I think that there's a chance. That doesn't mean we're going to be there in the next week, 2 weeks, but I think we can be pretty good on both sides. And, you know, we've got good leadership, good players, you know, and a lot of guys, despite being young, that have a lot of corporate knowledge. So should be a fun group.
Brett Brown just said, and if you want to steal expressions from anybody in the world, Brett Brown would be towards the top of my list. And he referred to his team as they didn't cheat a day in the preseason, talking about how happy he was with his team in the preseason. With what we saw in the games, did that translate behind closed doors in the practices? And would that be an expression you would use about this team that they didn't cheat a day over the last month or so?
Yeah, I mean, that's superhuman. To not have a little bit of an off day. We had maybe a day where we didn't feel as good about ourselves, but it made the next day, you know, twice as good. And that's kind of the way it works. You know, you look at what you didn't do well in practice, look at what you need to be to do what you want to do best, and you do that as much as possible. And, you know, I look back to that Charlotte game. I didn't think we played very well. I didn't think we pressured the ball very well, and we went back to work and did better. We're going to have to do some of that tonight, but we're going to have to do it smart. You know, pressuring Simmons at 50 feet is not the smartest thing in the world. We're going to have to pick our spots and make sure that we're, you know, we're intelligent about who we're pressuring, why we're pressuring, and trying to keep the ball out of Embiid's hands on that block.
Before we get to the Sixers, Max and I just talked about Jaylen and the extension on Monday, and you made an interesting point the other day about some of the guys – who have been here, who have gone on to get big contracts, and what they have in common, Jaylen Brown, Terry Rozier, Evan Turner. It's kind of interesting.
Marcus Smart, Kelly Olynyk, they've all played off the bench at one time or another, and I think that that's just speaks to all those guys as teammates, their willingness to play a role, and that's not just the start of, that's just the start of the list. You know, Marcus Morris is on there, obviously. There's a number of guys that have accepted roles here or been in and out of the starting lineup and have, you know, at least benefited in a great, great, great way financially. You know, it's sometimes you look at those numbers and it's staggering, right, to think that, you know, that anybody in this league right now you know, is making what we're making and coaching and playing and whatever the case may be. So we're all really fortunate. We're all really lucky. And I think all those guys recognize that too. And that's a big reason why I think they've been great about accepting things.
Almost immediately after Al got here 3 years ago, I referred to the two of you as sort of coach-player soulmates because of the immediate connection between the two of you from a basketball standpoint, from a professional standpoint. You've now coached against a lot of players who have played for you previously. Al referred today to this being surreal, that this was the first game against him having to play against Boston. Of all the guys you've had to coach against, I feel like this one's going to be a little bit different for you to see Al on the other side.
Well, yeah, it is. But at the same time, I think just like a lot of people that are soulmates when they get into playing a one-on-one card game or whatever the case may be, we're trying to win. And so I appreciate all that he did for Boston. But this game is now on tonight, and so we'll we're gonna try to beat him and shake hands after and give him a hug after. But he was a great player the last 3 years. He helped us accomplish a lot. He was a big part of that, and he's a big loss. But our guys have recognized how they can all pick up the slack, and we'll see if we can do it tonight.
Throughout the last 2 days, and even 5 minutes before we're talking out in your general media session, everyone has figured out a way to ask you 100 different ways. You have a small team and they have a big team. How does that work? What is at the top of the list of concerns when that is the situation?
Well, don't you think we should just try to pound it inside and bully them?
Yes.
Yeah, that
I
makes
do.
Sense.
So say that.
Maybe we should have just said that, and then at least it would have been something to tweet, and we could have moved on.
You said pace and space.
Yeah, we're going to have to play. Like, we're going to have to play with speed, and that's our, you know, the reason why we are starting who we've started, where we've played the groups we've played, is because we think that's our best bet at beating the best, and that's it. I mean, at the end of the day. You have to put your best foot forward with your group. And so we'll see what that looks like here after a few weeks. But I really believe that, you know, we have to utilize all of our versatile wings and make sure that we're maximizing that. And obviously behind Kimba's engine. And so it should be a fun group as long as we're playing with the right pace, the right tempo, both in the full court and the half court.
That's the head coach on opening night. Happy birthday, by the way. Do you have when I think of you on your birthday, I just go out, paint the town beige, something like that. Like just
you know, we get in late. You know, huge party. Every
I check
year.
Social media, Instagram, yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah, just, yeah. I try to stay off of those things. You know, try to we don't really like to talk about it, but. I think I was asleep by 10:45, so that is late for me. I didn't make the Lakers-Clippers game.
Well, again, at our advancing age, it's probably best to get a good
that is
not
true.
Too many prime
it
numbers
is advancing.
Left.
Yeah. It is advancing.
Celtics and Sixers opening night next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on, nope, there we go. No match for a little, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.